It's time to spin the big wheel of Babel and see where we land today. Chances are pretty good it's going to be stupid people, bad government, or hey, what do they actually make bologna out of anyway? And why is it so expensive? It's just how we do things here on the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh boy.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I'm almost excited as you are. Hey, come here, hold my hand, pull my finger. I'm going to entertain you for the next 30 minutes, and then you're on your own. Listening to this program keeps your brain exercised because you're constantly trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing. if I had a dollar every time that happened, I'd have $2. I would. See what I'm talking about? You have no idea what's going on here, do you? All right. If you're listening to the show for the first time, then I get it. I mean, thanks. I think you'll be a regular listener after this program is over. You'll start entering my world of absurdity. This is what we do on this program. We point out all the things that make no sense. And this gives me, it gives me so much of a wealth of product here because nothing makes any sense. I spend more time trying to figure out why things are so weird than I do not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being here. Make yourself comfortable. Do not remove any articles of clothing, though. That's a little too comfortable. When I say make yourself comfortable, just sit down and shift your weight every once in a while. Other than that, don't do anything. If you want to get a bit more intimate with what's going on here, move the speaker a little closer to your face. That's about it, too. That's about as far as we can go on that front. Yeah. I was reading an article in the paper, and I do this every once in a while, because if you're going to get the paper, you might as well read the articles in it. And it was about dogs. Now, I have had dogs most of my life. My lovely female companion loves dogs, and she got me into having a lot of dogs. At one point, we had 4 dogs at once. That's a lot. That's a lot of anything. Seriously. I mean, like even having sex 4 times a day is way too much. 4 of anything is just too much. So anyway, we had 4 dogs, and it was a wonderful time, and I love dogs. Dogs sometimes, to me, are more important than people. I know it's horrible to say that, but if you ask anybody that owns a dog, that'll be their response. Always. Do you love animals more than people?
Yes, I do, I must admit.
That's what they do. And they say it in that voice as well. I love my dog. I have one dog right now. She is like just, she's very special to me. No matter what, I can't get human beings to sit in my lap for an extended period of time. But my dog does that. For some reason, people don't want to lick my face. I don't know why not. It's lickable. My dog likes to lick my face now and then. There you go. You know what I'm talking about? When I want to go for a walk, my dog is always eager to go. Human beings, not so much. Human beings said, I'd rather pull my toenails out. I don't feel like going for a walk right now. I got too much. Dog, never an excuse. Never an excuse. And dogs are honest. If you're walking your dog and your dog says, I got to take a pee, I'm sorry. I mean, I just got to take, they just do it. I mean, that is honesty. That is, That is just speaking from the hip. You know what I'm saying? Shooting from the hip, I meant. Speaking from the hip. No one speaks from their hip. They can shoot from their hip. They can't speak from their hip. Anyway. I love dogs. So I'm reading this article about dogs. And it's talking about dental care for your dog. Now, I don't think we go there, really, do we? Does anybody walk around going, eh, you know, I take care of my dog's teeth continually? Maybe a dentist would say that, but normal people don't. And there was a survey taken in this article. It was in the Boston Globe, which is not the Bible necessarily. It's not like Moses handed down the Boston Globe to its people. There's a burning bush, and God gave me the Boston Globe, and on the front page was an article. It wasn't like that. Anyway, this was about brushing your dog's teeth, and you're supposed to get this. I can't believe this. The recommended amount of times you're supposed to brush your dog's teeth is 3 times a day. What, are you kidding me? Are you freaking serious? People don't even brush their teeth 3 times a day. And then in the article it said, but, there's a but here. Once a day is preferred for brushing your dog's teeth. Okay. People brush their teeth once a day at least. That's okay. You know, most people do. But I've been through a whole lifetime of having dogs. I've never brushed their teeth on a daily basis. I mean, it just doesn't happen like that. Dogs don't, first of all, like many other things, dogs can't do this themselves. You can't say to your dog, oh, now go brush your teeth. They can't do that. They can't grab the brush with their paw. They can't figure that out. So us humans now are burdened with brushing our dog's teeth once a day. My dog does not want me in her mouth. She doesn't. And I feel for her because I don't want anybody in my mouth either. If someone came after me once a day, prying my mouth open and brushing my teeth for me, I wouldn't be with that person anymore. I'd say, look, we're parting ways. We don't see the same on dental habits for me. So I'm afraid we're going to have to break up. The dog doesn't have that choice. The dog does not like it. And At one point, I got this peanut butter flavored toothpaste. That's stupid. My dog liked peanut butter, now doesn't. All I did was teach my dog how not to like peanut butter flavored things anymore. Well, that worked out, right? So the survey in the paper, getting to the point that I was trying to get to 10 minutes ago, almost 10 minutes ago, the survey surveyed a lot of people, didn't say how many. What's the percentage of people that brush their dog's teeth every day? And it was like 2%. 98% of the people surveyed said, brush my dog's teeth? What the hell are you talking about? That was the response. How many people brush their teeth, the dog's teeth, at all? How many people actually brush their dog's teeth ever? 98% of people do not. So dog brushing teeth thing is not a popular situation. Because we figure it's a dog, you know, they're fine. However, I have had many dogs through their dog lifetimes, and their teeth do get black and disgusting and all that kind of thing, and it must hurt them, but we don't, as humans, we don't feel their pain unless they start yelping or something. So now I'm on a quest to brush my dog's teeth at least a couple of times a week. It's probably not effective to do it, but I haven't been doing it at all. So it's better than nothing, right? But optimally, it's supposed to be done every day. Now, if I come at my dog with a toothbrush, she will not have a relationship with me in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, if I come at her, she will run the other direction. And I don't want that kind of relationship. I have that enough in the human world. I don't need that in the dog world. Apparently, instead of using a toothbrush, you're supposed to put a rubber thimble on your finger, on your index finger. You're supposed to put this rubber tip on your index finger and open the dog's mouth, pry it open with a crowbar, and then take that, put a little toothpaste. I think there's special dog toothpaste. I assume. I wouldn't use regular toothpaste. I don't know, but I wouldn't do that. They have dog toothpaste. And you move your finger back and forth across. And the dog doesn't mind it. Doesn't like it, but doesn't mind it. So I never thought of dog's dental care. Have you? Answer me. I know it's a radio show. Answer me. Do you brush your dog's... Oh, you don't have a dog. Then what the hell am I talking about then? Oh, most of you do have dogs. Do you brush your dogs? No, you don't, do you? No, you don't. Admit it to me, you don't. I'm not going to hurt you. Admit it to me. Look, we love our dogs, don't we? We love them so much. Let's start doing this. Let's start trying to brush the dog's teeth like at least a couple of times a week. Okay, can we do that? I don't know where you get dog toothpaste. I've never seen a commercial for it on television, therefore it doesn't exist. I guess it's on Amazon. I haven't looked. I will after the show, but I mean, I don't do show prep, so I have no idea. Show prep? What? What does that mean? I've never heard of it. That's a foreign idea to me. So I don't know. But you get dog toothpaste and you get one of those rubber thimble things for your index finger. Why can't I say that word? Index finger. It comes out index figure for me. I'm defective. Oh my God, I am defective. I knew someday this would happen. I knew someday it would happen when I would say, oh my God, I am defective. I have lost control of my ability to say the word finger. How did this happen? Must have been some type of a trauma in my life. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to try to do that. Will you try to do that too and then report back to me in a couple of years? Will you do that, please, and let me know how things are going? Let's brush our dog's teeth. Let's do it. I know we don't when we should. There's a lot of things we should be doing. Let's make this one of the things that we do as opposed to not do. Okay? I don't want my veterinarian to start yelling at me because of the condition of my dog's teeth. I already get it from my regular dentist about the condition of my teeth. Why give another layer to people yelling at me about tooth decay? So let's correct this. I started doing something that I haven't done in a long time. I started exercising this morning. Big mistake. I've noticed that people that exercise on a regular basis, they spend as much time complaining about aches and pains the next day from exercising as much as they do talking about exercising at all. Yeah, I worked on my glutes and my flutes yesterday, and they're killing me, but God, I can hardly move them now. Where are your glutes and flutes? I don't know, but they're killing me. I did legs yesterday. You what? I did legs. What'd you do with them? Oh, I exercised my legs yesterday. Great. How do you feel? They're killing me today. It's a good pain. What are you talking about? What's a good pain? How can pain ever be good? Look up the word pain. There's nothing good about it. If you enjoy pain, then that's another thing. I mean, you know, that's a whole nother world. But, I don't know. Yeah, I'm in shape now. My body's killing me, but I'm in shape. What shape is your body in? I don't know, but it's in a shape. I don't know what shape it is. I think it's like triangle. It's crazy shapes. Suzanne Summers passed recently. You may know her name from various television shows, Step by Step. I don't know her from that, really. Three's Company, yeah. And some other stuff that she did, a couple of movies. But she passed recently from a long battle with cancer. And she was the inventor of the Thighmaster, which was a contraption that had a little spring in it, and you would put it between your legs. Yes, exactly where you think it goes. And then you would bring your legs together, and there'd be resistance. So you would build up a lot of muscle in your inside thighs. I don't know why I need muscle tone there. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so I guess that didn't work. So this morning I decided to start my own exercise thing. And what it did was I stand in the kitchen where I usually am anyway. I stand in the kitchen and I find a counter that's very, very strong and very sturdy. And I spread my legs, and again, I'm doing that usually anyway. And I will take my whole body weight with my arms, and I will collapse my arms and kind of do push-ups against the kitchen counter. I'll do 10 of them, and then I'll rest for 17 days and do another 10. I have to work the rest period down between those exercises, though, in order for it to be more effective. But that's what I'm doing. And then I do squats at the counter as well, holding on to the kitchen counter. I will squat down like I have to pick something up, but I really don't. It's like a pantomime act. And I'll do squats. I'll do 10 squats and rest for 17 weeks. And then I will do, after 17 weeks, I'll try it again. And it's really very good. It's what I call kitchen exercising. And I do the same thing when I'm watching television, which I do frequently. If there's a commercial, and there usually is, I will get up from the couch and I will walk around the kitchen until the commercial's over. I walk around in a circle in the kitchen. If you see me doing it, I look like an idiot, but nonetheless, I consider it exercising. Then when the show starts, I'll go back to the couch and sit down. So that's what I do. I walk, and I walk my dog, because I have a yo-yo, and I walk the dog around my neighborhood block every single day a couple of times. That gets me good legs, scabs and abs, and thighs and lies. And then I'll do my kitchen exercises, my push-ups against the kitchen counter for resistance. It's a stand-up push-up kind of thing. I can't do push-ups on the floor because the floor is freaking dirty. And also, I have no reason to get down on the floor because then you have to get up again, and that's too much. It's not the exercises on the floor that's difficult. It's getting up from the exercises that you've done on the floor to a standing position. That's the tough part. I also read an article in the Boston Globe that said an excellent form of exercise for a long, healthy life is to walk up and down the stairs in your house. If you live in a ranch, you cannot participate. But if you live in a two-story house, if you go up and down the stairs a lot, continually, that's great for your legs. And you can tell people, yesterday I did legs. Oh, really? What did you do? Go to the gym? No, I went up and down the stairs in my house. Oh, okay. I wish I worked in the Empire State Building. It's over 100 floors, and I would never take the elevator. I would walk up and walk down again. No elevator for me because I'm in good shape. That's how you do things. So let's all get it together. Let's all decide that we're going to do this together. Forget the stupid app. You don't have to download an app or anything. Just do it. Just do the kitchen counter exercises They're called Ron's Kitchen Counter Exercises. I've trademarked them. They're called Ron's Kitchen Exercises Counter. Ron's Kitchen Counter Exercises. And brush your dog's teeth every day, or at least every other day. And that's it. You do that, and I love you and give you a big kiss. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, my guest will be joining us. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not kidding you anymore. I used to kid around a lot. I'm not kidding anymore. Although I do love comedy.
Looking to have a few laughs this weekend? Come to Comedy Night at that bar near your house. Hosted by that local comic who hasn't moved past open mic nights for 20 years. And featuring that guy who told everyone he was moving to Los Angeles to become a famous comic and was back in 3 months. That girl whose friends all say she's really funny. And your headliner, that guy who was nearly famous until it turned out he liked to send pictures of his penis to strangers. It's a night full of fun and laughs, and it's happening at that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Chef Aaron McCargo joins us now, Aaron McCargo Jr., and you probably have heard the name or seen him. He was on a Next Food Network star and is the host of his own TV show on the Food Network called Big Daddy's House. And he's author of many cookbooks like Simply Done and Well Done. And he's here with us today. We're talking about tailgating, which is when one car gets too close to the other in traffic. Do I have that right?
It was all perfect until you forgot that we had to get the DoorDash in the back of the first car so that we can go home and eat.
Okay, fine. All right.
Yeah. That's
right. Yeah, we're talking about this. This is an American pastime, is tailgating. And I guess you realize that.
Oh, I do, and I have, because I when it comes to football season, I'm that guy that's like, it's all about the spread. It's the chef in me. It comes out and it says, hey, how do I impress my friends? What do I put on the table that's different and new? And for so many years, I've been doing this, and I've been stressing, and then my kids woke me up with, Dad, stop doing that. You like Indian food. You like tacos. Why don't you just order and have someone bring it to the crib? And I'm like, are you serious? And they said, yeah, download this DoorDash app and we good. And I started doing that. And honestly, Ron, I've been lazier and lazier, but I've been getting more to game in every Sunday, Thursday, and Monday.
But you're a chef.
I'm sharing my secret with you, so don't make me feel bad, because I feel guilty that I don't do this no more. It's like folks are coming like, yo, this is dope. And I'm just laying out nice platters and emptying out these boxes, taking it to the trash, and like, okay, we're good to go.
Okay.
So, yes, you got the secret. It's out the bag.
Yeah. Well, you are still doing it, though. It's just not at games. That's right.
And guess what? I don't know about you, but don't you hate when you leave at halftime or you miss that play and everyone's trying to explain it to you? That's the most frustrating part, and it's all because of that one thing that I might have forgot, or that one thing you need, or that one thing you got a taste for.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to do, is spend more of my time with my friends, enjoying the game, and still having a great meal.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I would rather get DoorDash to come to my house and feed me that way, which is still a thing, right?
Yeah, hey, guess what? I don't have to worry about the dishes. I don't have to worry about getting in the car. I don't have to worry about, oh, I forgot this. I got to go back. I can just DoorDash the item. If it's relish from a hot dog, or whether it's water or a cold beer or a bottle of tequila, yeah, you name it, I can DoorDash it. Yeah. And really, it just makes it simple.
Yeah. Now, what is some of the good DoorDash ideas? I mean, as far as having a party like that.
Well, honestly, because DoorDash app, on the app, it offers so many different specials and deals. Like, it's timeout order in is so dope, because while you're waiting for the next quarter to start, you can go ahead and add some things to your DoorDash list that you might have forgotten. Something sweet for someone that wants some candy, or you have a vegan or vegetarian that's at the party that you didn't think about. Well, now you can go ahead and order anything you want, but also you can take advantage of the specials and the deals, whether it's from Wendy's, okay, Auntie Anne's, Dick's Sporting Goods, you name it. Because I'm that guy, if you're talking too much trash, I'm ordering you my favorite jersey and have it dropped off at my crib, and then we're going to talk about it later. So, you know, it fills the whole gamut of what you need, and you don't have to leave your house to go get it.
Okay. So they don't do DoorDash to a car in a parking lot at a game, though, do they?
That's something I would like to know myself. I haven't tried that because I'm a chef. I'm always in the house. So now we got to go out and DoorDash and tailgate together and find out.
So it might be a little difficult to find the car to make the delivery.
We'll be the two guys standing on top of the hood.
Right, right.
Waving our DoorDash bag.
We're over here. We're over here.
Right.
All right. What is your favorite food dish? Fun thing to eat when you're doing a party like that.
It's funny. I got to be honest with you. It's definitely wings. I put my chef spin on things by creating funky sauces to go with the wings. So mm-hmm. I'll DoorDash the wings, but then I'll go ahead and make the sauces. I'll make different type of ranch or blue cheese dressing. So you still get a little of that chef feel. But hey, no one needs to know, and no one really knows where the wings come from, as long as they're crispy and ready to go. You feel me? So
yeah,
that's where I come in, and I'll add that to the table to make my contribution.
And then the guests can say, these are great wings, and you can say, thank you.
Yes, thank you. And don't look in the trash to see the box.
That's right.
Because it throws everything off for
me
then.
Yeah, I would put the box outside in the trash. I wouldn't even leave it in the house. Yeah, good idea.
No, never. No. Right. I got to keep my chef reputation, you know.
I know. Now, what about deals and discounts? So we're always looking for that.
Yeah, and that's a great thing because they have a lot of these spot ads that go on throughout the game, and it's really throughout the season. So as you're going through this DoorDash app and you're picking your favorite spots that you want to have delivered to you, you'll see some of these deals pop up from Auntie Anne's or Little Caesars or Wendy's, and you can take advantage of this. There's so many other deals that pop up on the app from other retailers, whether it be Dick's Sporting Goods mm-hmm. or your local grocery store. You'll find these deals pop up, and I love it because you'll just have this whole list of things you want, and it all comes to you. You never have to leave your house, and that's what I've gotten lazy. I don't know about you, Ron, but I really don't want to leave when it comes to game time.
No, I don't. Well, when you leave, you're just getting in the car anyway to pick it up. Might as well have someone bring it to you.
Yeah, I could cut that step out. Yeah, bring it to me.
Right.
It's not no difference. You know, the time and the gas and the energy to go get it. Yeah. I have someone bring it, and it's fresh, and it's no stress on me.
Yeah.
I'll take that any day.
Well, I mean, I've seen your show, and I've seen the restaurant kitchens, and that's work and a half. I mean, that is work.
It is work. And if you got picky people coming over, and I don't have nothing against my friends that come through, but when you see, the more you give, the more they want. And then that makes it more stressful. So now I'm like, hey, if you don't see it and you want it, let me know. I'll order it and we'll get it delivered and we'll keep it pushing. And no one's arguing about that. You know, they just want to see their favorite foods. And especially if they don't have to host and you're the one doing the host, cut that step out, man. I've learned to just stick with the sauces and flavor things up if need be. But don't stress about those things. I'm not looking to build a pizza when I can just order three or four different toppings and keep it pushing.
Yeah, hey, even a chef has to relax sometimes, right?
Especially when my favorite team is playing. So,
Hey,
you can get anything you want outside of my favorite team playing on that day, and we're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, I like it because, you know, even if your team loses, but the food was good. You know?
Exactly. And that's what I'm known for. Hey, they'll forget about everything else but to say, hey, when are we coming back for the next game?
There you go.
So I've gotten really smart to say, I'll come to your house, download the app, the DoorDash app, and I'll tell you what I want, and you have it there. So it's really been working for me, and my friends feel like they're taking a load off of my shoulders. I don't know if you cook a lot or not, or what you do for your game day.
I do. I love to cook, but you're right. At the same time, I like to also be with the people and you know, have a good time as well. So yeah, this sounds great. So it's DoorDash. Yeah. How do we get more information about this, Aaron?
Definitely go to DoorDash.com, or like my kids say, Dad, just download the DoorDash app. So I say, download the app, have fun, and really take advantage of all the discounts and deals and getting everything delivered to you and no stress.
Aaron, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. He's Chef Aaron McCargo Jr., and catch him on Food Network and all the books and the cookbooks. Just Google them, and you'll find all that stuff. Hey, pleasure speaking to you.
Same here, Ron. Have a blessed day, brother. Thank you.
Take care. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. I know you can't wait. I would do another program for you right now, but that's not how this works. I do them every weekday, not twice a day. Read the program. You sign the contract. I don't do it that way. Be back again tomorrow. Take it easy. But until that time arrives, you take care of yourself. Do your exercises. Brush your dog's teeth. And we'll meet up tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace. You take care of yourself. Yeah, you. No, not you. You.